All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that the Lord delivers you and sets you free, and that you have freedom and liberty in Christ. And I just pray that you all had a blessed week, blessed day, blessed weekend. You know what I'm saying? So much going on all over the world, so you always have to find that time to kind of stay away from the vice of the world and kind of stay low-key, relax, and be calm a bit. I rejuvenate and get back at it. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank God for another day. Let us thank the Lord for clothes on our back, food in our belly, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us going in and going out. All right. Let us just always thank the Lord just for who he is, how he keeps his promise and his covenants. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. Welcome, family. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, everybody. I appreciate all of you listeners, supporters. God bless you all. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. And let's always encourage one another and lift one another up every day. All right, sharpens iron. All right, let us correct one another and have edification and love while we do it. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all tongues, all tribes, all nations, all languages, all faces, all races, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather and praise the Lord together. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord, our God, with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the word of God. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let us stay faithful. Let us be steadfast. And let us be in alignment with the word and be doers of the word as well. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let's get it. All right, y'all. Now, in today's message, we're going to go through this church note from Jen DeLeon, all right? And the title of this church note is called Keep Sweeping, all right? Keep Sweeping, all right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go through this church note, and then we'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out with prayers, and then we'll also close out with giving all the Most High God all the praise, honor, and glory forever, and praising his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So let's go through this church note and go from here, all right? So here we go. Keep sweeping. Let us go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 8 through 9. All right, all right. Again, the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 8 through 9. One more time. The book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 8 through 9. The parable of the lost coin. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. Mm-hmm. Amen. Love those parables. Let's continue with this church note. We are collaborative in the restoration process. Everything that fell will be recaptured. Everything that drifted away will be reclaimed. You have to be aggressive enough to go after what was lost. It wandered away, but it won't wander back. You have to get it and bring it back. Everything that got away is coming back. We must be open even when we are hurt. A blessing out of season is a curse. If it was laid up for me and I get it too soon, I won't be able to handle it and I will lose it. There are some things that God is preparing for you in the wait that you need to be strong enough in the wait to wait on the fulfillment and the realization that God has for you. But it's not time. The tendency today is to want things early. Shortcuts to success, benefits, getting what you have not earned will cause you to lose it. What's next is going to take more than you. You've gone as far as you can go by yourself. Two are better than one. People who live alone don't live as long as they could live if they have company, even if it's a person who gets on your nerves. If a burglar breaks in, he's less likely to break in the house if there's someone else with you. Two are better than one. You're praying about $1 million and you don't understand that all $1 million is a collection of dimes. You can't ask for it until you speak it. You can't negotiate it until you speak it. If you're faithful over a few things, I will make you a ruler over many things. You've been walking over the dimes, praying over the millions. Tithes mean 10. If you're giving God 10, you've given him everything. The tithe represents the whole. I'm built to receive. There's a posture that puts you in a position of reception. Are you open to what God is about to do next in your life? You can't receive it if you're not open to it. If I was the devil, I would close up your receptors so that you wouldn't be open to receive and settle. Individual value is critical because if you don't understand individual value, you won't sweep. You can't wait until you're married until you start sweeping. You can only gather what you relate to. You can't be a sweeper if you're not intentional. Anytime you feel out of control, it triggers you. Your trigger is instigated by the loss of control because you have been dropped and in your memory bank is being out of control. If you don't feel like you're not in control, you feel hysterical because it triggers the trauma of when somebody dropped you. Some of you have been dropped, but God is about to sweep you out. Some of you have been let down, but God is about to sweep you out. Get ready for a comeback. You fell into a relationship, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into a mood swing, but get ready for a comeback. Why come to church if you're not willing to change? Stop praying about the situation. The reason God didn't change the situation is because he's going to raise you out of it. Be intentional with the sweep, not distracted, not divided, not looking out the window. In order to get what you're after, you're going to have to focus on it. Quit letting everybody drop your problems on you. You have lost place, you have lost position, and are flying at a lower altitude than what I created you to function on. Descending in altitude has put you in a different atmosphere, and you have lost place. You have entered into a turbulence that you're not designed to fly in because you are flying too low. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Eagles don't ride through the storm. They ride above the storm. If you're in turbulence, confusion, or chaos, you're riding too low, and it's time to lift your wings and strengthen yourself and get back at the altitude that I created you to fly in. You have lost place. You don't have time to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. You don't have time to repeat the same cycle over and over again. What used to throw me doesn't throw me like it used to throw me. I don't have time. I'm on a mission. I don't have time to look out the window. I don't have time to play games. This is my last chance to sweep. God said you're about to get everything that you lost. You lost place. You lost time. You lost environment because God did not create you to be lost in the house. God did not create you to go to hell from church. You have dumbed down who you are so you can have company, but God is getting ready to sweep you out. You have lost place. You have lost time. You have lost environment, but you have not lost value. You were not designed for what you are in, and that's why God is getting ready to sweep you out. Everybody that you have been through that brought you down, whether it's somebody who dropped you, lost you, forgot you, what they could not do is diminish your value. If Jesus didn't know your value, he wouldn't have died for you. They might have took your dignity, but they might hurt you. They might have hurt your feelings, but they did not hurt your value. God is getting ready to sweep you back into your rightful place. It's going to be fast. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be strange. Amen. That is the church note, y'all. Keep sweeping. Brief, but powerful and effective, though. Amen. That is very true right there. Keep sweeping, y'all. And I don't know who this church note may relate to, but I hope it applied to somebody out there because I know it definitely applied to me. We have one point in our lives have probably lost position or been out of alignment or probably been on the wayside, but the Lord is about to bring us back, amen, by his outstretched arm and his mighty hand. He is about to really place us where we actually belong in the first place, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Everything's a lesson, y'all, right? Everything's a lesson. You know, we serve a creator who is the Redeemer, all right? He's all about comebacks and redemption and restoration and healing and all those things put into one. All right. So, and on our parts, on our behalf, we have to want it too. We have to get out of our comfort zone, get off that bench and really get in it. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. That is the church note for today. All right. Keep sweeping, y'all. Keep digging, keep fighting, keep searching, keep digging. Yes, yes. The things of God, keep seeking his face, keep going after him and what he has in store for you. Keep working and be in alignment for it. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, yes. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, the king eternal. Yes, he is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings and Lord of lords, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews. The King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my everything, amen. The Lord is my salvation, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Shai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of mercies, the Father of the widows, the sufficient one. Yes, yes, he is a sustainer. Mm-hmm. He is the great physician, could heal all things. The carpenter could fix all things. Yes, yes, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. Yes, Elohim. All right, y'all. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrected, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, He is the Truth, He is the Way, Amen. He is the Way, Truth, and Life, the Wisdom of God, the Witness, the Wonderful Counselor, the Word of God, the Word of Life, the Word of Yahuwah, the Word of Elohim, the Word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of Yahawashah, the Word of Ahayah Yeshayah. Yes, yes, He is the Word, Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and His Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Amen. His Son is just too awesome. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, amen. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, loved, forgiven, embraced, delivered, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper. Heal all health problems. Health is all healed in Jesus' name by the blood, by His name and the authority, amen, and the power in His name. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes. So there you have it. All right. That is a church note for today. Keep sweeping. Keep sweeping, y'all. All right. What's lost will be recovered. What's lost will be restored. Amen. Yes, yes. So I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. And I pray the Lord gives you new signs, new wonders, new miracles, new dreams, new visions, new things, new insight. Yes, yes, y'all. Let's go out with this priestly blessing. Amen. Touch and agree. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.